T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seth Cooper, who hasn't got the chance to coach Draymond Green yet. He just completed his first season as a head coach for the Santa Cruz Warriors after spending 2 seasons as a player development coach with the Golden State Warriors, which we know has been dynamic with Jordan Poole, Kevon Looney, or whatnot. Now he gets a chance to coach in the California Classic this weekend at Chase Center. We can't wait for that. If you need tickets, go to Warriors.com. That's Warriors.com for that. Seth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm glad to be on the show.
Hey, man, we're glad to have you. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, by the way, Seth, how does it feel to have the most pressure a Summer League coach has ever had before coaching a Summer League team in the California Classic?
What the hell are you doing?
We don't even know who's playing, but your boys are loaded. Kuminga, Moody, Wiseman, we don't know who's going to play this weekend, but it's got to feel good for you, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of good young players over here, so that's always a good thing.
Well, last year, B and I went up to the California Classic in Sacramento. We saw a young Kuminga, and forget what the Warriors were doing. I looked across at what the Miami Heat were doing, the team that they played. Max Strus ended up being a key part of that team, the team that got to the conference finals. And then, obviously, Yurtsevin was there as well. These are very important steps for some of these guys, right?
Yeah, whether it's the rookies who are getting their first taste of playing in the NBA, kind of their introduction to it, or it's guys that are returning, or even older guys that are trying to find their way. Anytime they get an opportunity to go out and compete and play in such a high-level environment and games is only going to make guys better and just help grow their experience and be part of their developmental path, which is what we're hoping to put guys on in different stages of their careers that we have on the team here.
Talk about your role as player development coach with the Warriors before becoming a head coach of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Who did you work with? What are your duties, your primary duties on a day-to-day basis? And how did you help some of these players who became members of the Golden State Warriors who are champions now?
Yeah, I got to work with a lot of different guys. My first year, it was some of the guys that were going back and forth with Santa Cruz at that time. Obviously, that first year when I came in was the year 2020, so the roster was a little bit all over the place. So that was, Kai Bowman, Alan Smilagic, Jordan Poole was a rookie. We had a lot of different guys with that group, and Jordan played a little bit in Santa Cruz that year, then the next year played in the bubble a little bit more. The next year, my second year here, I was with the Warriors a little bit more full-time. Still working with some of the young guys, but got to work with Draymond Green a little bit that year as well, just working on some of his offensive stuff and helping him kind of get back to being the player that everyone saw this year.
All right, Coach, take me to this weekend. I saw the Warriors Summer League team. I don't know if this is official or not, but they kind of announced a roster. Ryan Hollins, Moody, Kuminga, Baldwin, Wiseman, Weatherspoon, Jessup. You got a starting five you want to unveil for us? How many minutes is the wise man going to get?
No, I don't think we're quite there with who we're going to start yet. Today is our first practice. So,
oh, nice.
We'll see how that shakes out, and I'm sure it'll be a collective effort with our entire coaching staff and our front office with who we start and how we divide up the minutes, and part of the performance staff will have a lot to do with that as well, just seeing kind of where guys are at and who's ready for what kind of load, and also with the front office, just making sure we get a look at the guys that they want to get a look at.
Well, what are you looking for from someone like James Wiseman? You know, he showed a lot of promise in his rookie year, didn't get an opportunity to play a lot. Is there anything tangible that you're going to be, you know, trying to get out of these summer league games from him?
I think for him, the games that he does play in summer league will be just important for him to get back on the court. I mean, I got the pleasure to coach him a couple games this year as he was getting back on his rehab, and for me it was just amazing after him putting in the amount of time he's put in and not being able to play for so long, just to see him out on the court having fun running up and down and building on his confidence. I think that's the most important thing for him, is just getting back out on the court, having fun, enjoying it, building confidence in his body. And then from there, we can start to dive into some of the more specifics and some of the things, you know, that's going to make him a contributor and a big part of the team next year.
Seth Cooper here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, head coach for the Santa Cruz Warriors, will be coaching the squad this weekend at Chase Center for the California Classic. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. If you want to get tickets at Warriors.com, it's a fun event for a lot of fans to go see the Warriors, Lakers, Kings, and Heat. What was it like having Klay Thompson around the team this past year?
Yeah, his time in Santa Cruz was great. I think such a great experience for those Santa Cruz players. Someone like Quindary Weatherspoon got a lot out of that. At that time, he was just on a normal G League contract, and he really competed with Klay and kind of caught Klay's eyes and was someone that was able to push Klay. And that recommendation, I think, from Klay to people, and also what people saw him doing, kind of gave him a chance to really get promoted and get bumped up to being on that two-way and being on the Warriors roster. So for all those guys, just an unbelievable experience. And like I said at the time, to have one of the best 75 players in NBA history in your gym only makes things a lot better. So having Klay there was awesome. I think it helped him a lot. Just was an important step for him as he went through his rehab process. But for him to be around, and for someone that takes the game so seriously, plays that hard, works so hard, and competes at the level he does, to be around anyone is only going to make them better. So that was a great experience for us.
What are you looking for from John and Kuminga? I mean, this guy got opportunity to start playoff games. You know, Moody got a chance to close a couple of games. What are you looking for from either one of those two throughout these games?
Yeah, I think it's just building on the season that they had. And like you said, they both were able to have a lot of success at different points through the year. We got to coach those guys in the G League a little bit this year. They were both really good in those games. So it's just another part of their development. And I think for them, just building on what they did this year. But obviously, when you're in a summer league team and you're not playing with Steph and Klay and Draymond and those guys, they're going to have a little bit more responsibility and be able to showcase a little bit more of what they can do and what they can continue to be in the future. So I think that's a great opportunity for them as well. And, you know, it's really good for a whole organization. And to have that here in San Francisco is awesome. I tell a lot of people tell me how great it is, how fun it is going to Las Vegas for summer league and getting to see these young guys for the first time, getting to see guys who are trying to make the NBA, getting to see guys, like you said, Max Strus last year, Gary Payton played with us last year, and some of these guys, and I think it'll be great for the fans to get a glimpse of that and kind of a little more relaxed, fun family atmosphere.
How impressed were you with Moses Moody's maturity?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that jumps out. That's one thing that our front office had pegged for him just coming into the year. But to be 19 years old and the maturity he takes on the court, off the court, he definitely has kind of an old soul in that regard, and I think it's something that you can just count on. I'm talking to Warriors coaches. If he's supposed to be on the court at a certain time, he's there early, never misses anything. And just for him, that's going to allow him to just keep building good days and good practices and good workouts on top of each other. And I think we're going to see him, you know, this year, starting this summer, continue to improve and continue to be put in a role where he can showcase what he can do.
You know, it's a pretty fun fan experience. We went to the Sacramento one. I've seen people go out to the Vegas one. Sometimes LeBron or one of the big stars will come waltzing into the gym. We saw Jordan Poole on the bench last year for the summer league team.
KTA as well.
Yeah. Is there anybody big time? Is Steph Curry going to show up? I mean, sit on the bench, root these guys on?
I'm sure we'll have some of our vets that'll be around. A couple of them have even been in the gym already, working out a little bit and lifting and starting to do some of that. I don't know who will be there for sure this weekend, but I'm sure we'll have a contingency of Warriors players that will be there to check it out and show support, as well as Warriors and front office staff. So I think you'll get to see a lot of different people there, and pretty cool experience to be able to come. And like you said, it's a pretty fun event, and I think these summer things have a little different kind of feel to them than a regular NBA game.
What would you tell Patrick Baldwin Jr. as he gets ready to suit up for the first time in his NBA career this weekend?
Yeah, I think for Patrick, whenever he does start playing, it's just to enjoy it. You know, I think coming in, he had, obviously, where he didn't play the end of last season off of an ankle injury, and, you know, kind of had a year that wasn't exactly what some people predicted he would do, and he's an enormously talented player. So for him to just start off to just be able to play basketball again, I think that's the same thing with James. These guys that have been out for a while, and you saw it with Clay, just to be able to get out and play and have fun doing it, and then from there, we'll be able to start really honing in on things that Patrick needs to work on and that he needs to improve to get ready to help the Warriors next season. So for this, we, you know, those guys got drafted less than a week ago. So we haven't had a lot of time to have them out here, and it'll be a great opportunity for them to kind of showcase what they can do and start playing within our Warriors system as best as we can.
You know, I saw
kind of provide that.
I saw a lot of highlights of this guy when they drafted him. We haven't heard much from him the last couple of years, but Justinian Jessup, is he showed up, and is he going to have an opportunity to play and prove himself?
Yeah, for sure. He's here. He was with us last summer after he got drafted, and has had a couple good years now in Australia. And so he'll get an opportunity to kind of show how he's developed since last season, can really shoot it, and we're excited to throw him out there with some of these other rookies and returning guys we have, and see how they perform this weekend and through Vegas.
All right, Coach. Can't wait to see
Thanks, Coach. This weekend.
Congratulations for getting this opportunity. Great year with the Santa Cruz Warriors last year in your first season as a head coach to the Santa Cruz Warriors. Seth Cooper here on the Morning Roast. Seth, thanks so much for the time today.
I appreciate you guys having me on. It was a privilege.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.